Hello, good evening. It's Joseph Tame here in Tokyo, in Meguro, and it's 1 minute to midnight on Wednesday, the 14th of October, 2009. I'm just going to briefly talk about learning Japanese. So, as you may know, a few days ago, I decided to really pick up learning Japanese again. Why now? Well, it's just over 1 year since I returned to Japan, and you know, what a year is always a good time to review things. And what I found is that my spoken Japanese is probably worse now than it was 1 year ago, despite having been living in Japan for a whole extra year. The reason for that was because I basically stopped actively studying, stopped putting energy into learning Japanese, and assumed that basically just by being here it would soak in to my skin and I'd be able to talk Japanese. But it hasn't happened. Okay, so things have to change. As I said on the previous podcast, you know, I was listening to a book. What would one thing be that could really change your life for the better? What could you do today to really change your life for the better? For me, I'm going to be here in Japan for 10 years or so. It is learn Japanese. Okay, so that decision was made a few days ago. Just want to report on some early progress. It has been extraordinary. Just that small change in thinking, that decision that, no, I'm not going to just let things go if I don't understand them. I'm going to find out what they mean, or I'm going to find out what the word is that I want to use to express myself in this situation. I'm going to make a note of it. I've been writing things down on a little notepad that I keep in my pocket. I also have my electronic dictionary with me, and also my iPhone dictionary. And so I'm recording things in these. I'm transferring them to Anki, which is spaced repetition software on the computer and on my iPhone, so I can view that on the trains. At my company, many people understand English, but they don't generally speak it. They speak Japanese. Now, until now, what I've been doing is I've been trying to explain something. I try a bit in Japanese, and I hit something which I'm not quite sure about, so I give up in Japanese and switch to English, and they understand. Now, what I've decided to do is to not do that, and instead to just pause, think about what I want to say, bring back those words, use the words which I'm not entirely sure about, but I think are probably the right ones, and hey presto, most of the time, I'm right. You know, I've learned all this Japanese, you know, over a period of years at university and things, and living here, and I just need to pull it back out, try it out, see if it's the right stuff, and when it is, you know, it's reaffirmed, and when it's wrong, I correct it, correct myself. So it really has been extraordinary. Also, here at home, I'm using Japanese to speak with Sako-chan, and that automatically means that she switches to Japanese as well, which is very cunning because she wants to speak English, but then we still speak English quite a bit, so. So I just wanted to say, you know, this is incredible. I want to encourage people who are living here in Japan and who think that Japanese, well, you know, study is a pain and a bore and all that. But seriously, you know, just really go for it, because it's completely changing every moment of my life here in Japan. Feeling that the barrier is not there, or the barrier is being weakened, and I've still got such a long way to go. But that, you know, if I don't start taking those steps, 10 years down the line, I'm going to be in exactly the same situation, and I would be appalled if I ended up in that situation whereby I hadn't made the effort to learn Japanese, single most you know, important thing, I think, for someone living in Japan. But that's just my opinion, and I'm not judging others who haven't chosen to do that. I know it's just down to personal choice. So yes, I encourage you. It's really working after just 2 or 3 days. So, 頑張ります。頑張りましょう。おやすみ。